The labyrinth of your mind is separated into four quadrants. The four quadrants have different diodes that they connect to and hitch to and unhitch to and connect to and unconnect to. Those different splits within the labyrinth of the mind is divided from the first and second dorsal. That dorsal is the one you had fused. That fusation is not your issue. What your issue is where there was a bit of an adjustment to the hypothalamus in your body. That's where your issue is, not in that little hunk of what you call bone spur that sort of matriculated itself to that function. You've been on enough to be over this already, so we're going to have to help. So here's what we're going to do. You are able to identify that those are your hands. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell the left one from the right one?
Yes.
Tell us.
Pardon me?
Tell us.
My right hand from my left hand?
Yes. Stunning, isn't it?
I guess you're going to have to put the light on.
No.
Yeah, right.
You shouldn't have to. It's okay. She said she can identify her right hand from her left hand, and we said, okay, great. Tell us.
What?
Just make it up, Alexandra. He wouldn't know.
Well, I don't know. They look like they're getting bigger.
Well, we just asked a question, and you said you could tell them, and so we wanted you to tell us. See, there's a quiz.
I turned on the light.
Where was Moses when the light went out?
Georgia.
In the dark.
In the dark, yeah. So you look at the hands, and one has got a bigger thumb than the other side. Maybe a few aging spots on one hand more than the other. You know, you start distinguishing that way.
Your left hand is on the left side of the body. The right hand is on the right side of the body.
Okay. And is that your left or the one you're looking at left?
The one that she's looking at.
Is that Alyssa? Is that Eliza coming in?
Yeah.
Eliza wants to get involved.
I'm trying to help her because the left hand is on the left side of the body. The right hand is on the right side. And if she's looking
okay,
at
so if you turn around, is it reversed?
No, it's still the same.
Okay, so if I'm looking at you, I shake your left hand. Which hand would I use?
Your left hand.
The left hand to left hand. Right hand to right hand. Right?
Okay. So can you describe the difference between left and right hand? Can you tell me the difference between your left and right hand? You can see them now, the light zone.
Yes, I can see them. No, I can't tell the difference.
That's what I'm trying to get to. That's exactly right. Other than having opposing thumbs, which you can turn on the outside posterior and flip them left and right, you still would be able to tell. That's the point. Within the confines of the labyrinth of your mind, it's the same anomaly. The same anomaly that you're trying to gauge this thing in your neck, this fusion, is so divisible by itself, you can't tell which end it is. That's the right answer to the question. You cannot tell your left from right because without a bias, you can't know your left from right. And if you have to know how this goes, you realize that if you make three rights, make a left.
Okay.
Hey, Kellen, we should go back to you. That was rather weak. Actually, just
we aren't finished.
You're not finished. Okay, well, let's see where we got so far. What did he say, Kellen? He said
you
to
can't
do what?
Tell your right from your left hand. You don't know your right from your left hand. You can't distinguish them.
Yeah, then you did this long perambulation about around the Mayberry bush. And you said,
well, we're still, you're recouping. There you go. So many words. You're recouping, and we haven't even made the point yet. So good luck with that. Now,
well, you did say a bunch of words.
Do you know your index fingers?
Yeah.
Do you know which index finger is your index finger?
The first finger on each hand.
So that'd be your thumb.
Next to my thumb.
So your index finger is your thumb? So it's your second finger.
It's next to my thumb, so it'd be the first finger. The thumb's a thumb, right? And the finger's a finger?
Okay. Well, we were sure. We were going with the earth, wherever how you laid it out, so we know we're talking about the same thing. Okay. So now you have a left index finger and a right index finger, but we don't know which one is which. I'll give you that. Great. Perfect. So now, do you realize or do you know or are you aware that you use one hand more than another?
Yeah.
Do you know which one you use?
My right hand.
You use your right hand more. Okay. And let's have the rights. The rights have it. And that's what we're going to identify. And so can you look at your right index finger?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have RNA drops handy? That's the issue, isn't it?
Yes, I do. If they're downstairs, but I can get them fast enough.
You don't even have to do it tonight. You don't even have to do it tonight. When you do it, take and put RNA drops on that index finger and cover from the first joint to the end of your finger in RNA drops, which might be like a drop or two, okay? And you don't have to be silly with it, but just enough to get it on your finger, yes?
Yeah.
And also, are you careful to shake your RNA drops up good? Because the white stones are falling out these days.
Yes, I do. I shake them very well.
That's good. Get that on your finger, on your right index finger, and touch the forehead between your eyes above. Middle of your forehead on the front side.
Okay.
You know where your nose attaches to the bridge between
right.
your eyes?
Okay.
Just above that. So it'd actually be the center of your forehead.
Okay.
Okay. Take those a fingerful of RNA drops, not renew, of RNA drops, and rub it in your forehead.
Okay.
Do it 6 times and call somebody.
And call somebody?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Anybody. Yeah. Just pick a number
out
of the phone book.
Report it.
Okay.